Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We started an hour ago talking about the Texans, talking about CJ running the ball like the Georgia game. Well, CJ was asked about that, running the football and in that game Saturday against the Chargers. Here's what CJ had to say.
You know, they kind of shown those looks throughout the week. It was one third down. Actually, the one I threw the interception on, I looked and I was like, dang, like, there's a wide open. There's nobody accounting for me, you know, and I looked at it on the iPad. And, you know, that's learning moments right there. I'm still learning, you know, like, you know, year two for me. I think I'm ahead of a lot of things, but I'm definitely not perfect. I don't think I ever will be. So I'm always willing to learn, make mistakes, and learn from them. So I'm glad I was able to learn from that and see that look and, you know, take it off from there. So, yeah. Mm.
So he saw it after he threw the interception, that really, really poor interception that he threw. And he said, wow, nobody's accounting for me, and let me run. Let me go get some yards.
Yeah, but an important thing is exiting from the front door, not the side door. Because almost you've got to be a special, special athlete to go over the top of tackles and get away. You're making your exit the longest route possible. Mm-hmm. And you have to be unbelievably fast. Like, that's Daniels and Lamar Jackson territory. That ain't CJ territory. Sliding up in the pocket is what Burrow is great at. Up and out. He exits beautifully. And when he exits and then the eyes go back up. So if CJ can do some of that, although CJ's exiting and just hauling ass, and now I'm good with that too.
Yep.
I'm good with that too. But step up in the pocket and find a way out of the pocket from inside the pocket. Don't go outside and over the top of tackles. You'll end up running to the sideline and throwing it away.
Or getting 3 yards.
Or running out of bounds and taking a sack.
All right.
That's what you get. I don't even know that you'll get 3 yards.
A lot of times you do. I mean, a couple 3 yards.
Well, I'll take three.
Yeah.
But what it turns into,
I'd rather
a lot of times
him go
is a
and do what he did the other day, pick up 12, 13 yards on a run. That's nice.
Oh, yeah. But if he shoots straight out of the pocket, I mean, golly, what an advantage that is. It's a huge advantage for him with him doing that. Huge advantage, but he's got to learn to slide. I don't know. CJ must not have played any baseball when he was young. You know the guys who play baseball because baseball players learn to slide at a young age. And somebody said, it's easy to slide. I was thinking about it, and, you know, I grew up playing baseball. If you didn't play baseball, sliding's not really a natural thing. You're running as fast as you can, and then you're basically jumping in the air backwards at an angle to fall on your hip, for me, left hip, for others, maybe right hip. It's not a natural thing. You can't, like, you don't just run, like, it's just like riding a bike. You just run it and you slide. If you didn't play baseball, there's a good chance you never had to slide in your life, unless you played on slip and slides, and then maybe you learned there. But CJ didn't know how to slide. RG3 didn't know how to slide. He would just take it. I don't think Jaden Daniels knows how to
slide.
And
we saw CJ throw a baseball. We know he didn't play baseball.
Oh, he didn't play. That's right.
He didn't play baseball.
Yeah, so he didn't play baseball. He doesn't know how to slide.
Yeah. I don't know. You just watch other guys, though. I mean, go feet forward. No. That's all.
What are you, YouTube?
Yeah.
I learned how to change my own oil.
He watches games all the time.
No, that's something where he needs in the offseason to practice sliding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not joking.
No.
That could save his career. Like, he could be knocked out for a long time. He gets hit in the head trying to go head first because someone comes in and hits him with a shoulder in the head. A, it's not a penalty. If they're trying to tackle him and he's going head first, that's A, not going to be a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
And B, it'll knock him out for multiple games.
So
learn how to slide in the offseason. You can't learn it now. And you can't just watch a YouTube video.
Those of you that weren't here early, the surprising, the shocking news, Deontay Johnson is no longer a Houston Texan.
Such a good dude, too.
D'Amico Ryans addressed the issue with the media. And here he is on the era, the Deontay Johnson era.
Today, unfortunately, it didn't work out, and, you know, we're on to the Chiefs.
That's it.
I loved it. He went Belichick.
Yep.
On to Cincinnati.
On to Cincinnati. That's right. He went full Belichick there. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I love it. That's all. You know what? Deontay Johnson doesn't deserve more than a sentence.
Okay. ESPN is showing the Texans and the sacks on Justin Herbert. How in the world do you design a play where no one blocks Danielle Hunter? He came free off the edge. He's standing on the edge, and no one blocks him.
So it's not
who designed that blocking scheme.
It's not how
it's
designed. The alignment, and sometimes good defenses will basically trick you into that because they'll align on the other side. And now when they call the mic in the protection, when the center calls the mic and it's over here, and so you're blocking, okay, we've got four on this side, two on this side. Some teams, my dad told me, there's a lot of offensive lines that won't let you, like, it's harder. You have a smarter offensive line, but they will say, we're not going to let you game us into a protection. We're going to play it a little more basic. But most offensive lines will now like, okay, we're working our way left.
Well, the Texans had.
And then the hot. And then what Justin should have read.
Multiple times.
That was the hot read for Justin. It should have been the hot read for Justin Herbert unless a running back missed his cue. Justin should have known, okay, this guy's unblocked.
He was
He's
looking
mine.
The other way. He had no idea that was
well,
his hot
read.
It
may have been his screwed up.
I mean, screw up. So the Texans had five down linemen. Multiple times, and for the and that's where they got to the quarterback. I watched the compilation of all the sacks and all the pressures. It was five down linemen. You've got five linemen. You've got a tight end. You've got a running back. You have got to account for every one of those guys. I don't see the Chiefs screwing up like the Chargers did. I just don't see it. I mean, it's going to be now. Andy Reid, you got that Andy Reid sound? Here's I put it in the rundown. So. I mean, if I'm watching that game, and I'm sure Andy Reid was, and Andy Reid has studied the tape of it, Andy Reid is like, holy crap. And you know what? If you're playing the Houston Texans right now, and you saw that defensive performance, now it's on a fast track, it's inside.
How about the rush from the interior, too?
Yes.
Autry, Anderson.
Well, and not only that, but the stunts. Will Anderson came up the middle a couple of times.
Mario Edwards and Autry both had sacks. Well, I think... Edwards had one and a half, I think, and Autry had one. I mean, that's really good from the interior.
From the interior. Well, here is Andy Reid talking about that Texans defense.
And we're on to the Chiefs.
What catches your eye most about Texans defense, especially how they contain Herbert?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that jumps out at you is speed. That front can run. We didn't have a chance to play against zero last year, our last. Last time we played him a couple weeks back, and he's fast also as a linebacker, and he's kind of their main play caller there. So, but he can the speed of the D line, the linebackers just jump out at you, and they're real good. The hands of the secondary, those guys, they catch the ball. You don't see a lot of bobbles or drops or that. They, if you're presenting it close, they can go up and snag it.
There's Andy Reid talking about the speed that the Houston Texans have, in not only in the line but in the secondary as well. Well, now you're afraid of Lassiter's speed.
Well, I'm afraid of Xavier Worthy's speed. I think Lassiter has average long speed. Xavier Worthy is the fastest player in the NFL. There's nobody the Texans have that can keep up with Worthy over 35 yards. It's just not they're not built like that, and that's okay. But you have to have a safety over the top to help. Like, you have to be deeper than the deepest. So I think it's going to be very important for Bullock not to bite on, because what they're going to do is they're going to run a deep over right in front of his face, and they're going to run a post right behind him. And what Pat Mahomes is going to read is, I'm either throwing the over route, depending on what Bullock does, and this is if they play man cover two or cover one. He's basically going to say, which I think they're going to play a lot of zone. But he's going to say, all right, I'm going to read the safety, and I'm either going to throw to the over route if he plays back, or if he bites on that, I'm going over the top to Worthy. And that's where you give up the chunk plays. And the Texans can't win if they're giving up, 55-yard touchdown passes. It's going to be really, really hard. And we know that they have a tendency at times to do that. So, to me, the real matchup here is going to be a guy who has been very hit or miss as a weapon. It's been very feast or famine for Xavier Worthy. This is a dangerous spot for Xavier Worthy and the Texans, because the Texans have let guys get behind them. You know that. You've seen enough of the games. They take it away a lot.
86 yards.
They take it away a lot. Yeah, that was, you know, a catch and run for 50. But, yeah, it's another long touchdown pass. No one could catch him. No one could catch that.
No, and no one's going to catch Worthy if they can't catch him.
Well, you're definitely not going to catch him. So that's the problem is those over routes, those crossing routes, everyone's going to have to tackle really, really well in the secondary to keep, you know, that yards after catch from happening with Worthy.
Well,
but that's a guy you really need to look for. Like D-Hop, I'm not worried about D-Hop. D-Hop will catch Stingley, and it's a wrap for him.
I think they are going to have to be focused on the Chiefs' game behind the line of scrimmage too. The screens that the Chiefs like to do.
Yeah.
Not only that, but we haven't even talked about Kelce in the seam. I mean, that's going to be a killer.
If it's third and four and he has an option route, just first down. Just let's keep it moving.
Yeah.
The short and medium downs are going
to
be where
you got to win. You got to win first down.
Yeah, you got to keep them in second and eight and nine to make your pass rush a thing. Because if they can just throw a ball to Kelce or throw a screen out to one of their wide receivers, whether it be Worthy, and of course they're going to get them into the reverse game. The run game from the wide receivers is something to look out for too, because Worthy, trust me, it's going to get an end around or a reverse.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely. Jet sweep. They do that every game, no question. All right, we're gonna break. We got to talk. Steve, you're gonna be first up on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Anybody else wants in? 713-780-3776. Hey. MyBookie has so much going on right now. You've got NBA, you've got NFL playoffs, you've got the championship game coming up on Monday night, you've got NHL, soccer. What is it that you want to bet on? MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975, has everything. And then they got great plays. They got live in-game betting, but you've got all of the other prop bets that you could possibly need as well. You got casino gambling, and you've got bonuses. So my son-in-law, over Christmas, he started playing the free slots. He won $400-some playing free slots, and they just give it to him. And it was free. It was absolutely – didn't cost him a dime. And he won over $400. And so this is the kind of thing that MyBookie does all the time. So if you're looking for a great way to play, win, and get paid, MyBookie.ag, they got a bonus just for you signing up at MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Or you can listen on 97.9 and go to the HD2 channel. Just hit the plus on your radio. You'll get the best signal in the city. So if you have a problem with the signal, 97.9, I know that's not our station, that's the box, but you hit the plus sign, and that may get you to the HD2 channel. And I'm telling you, over the city.
I got to see if I have that in the new car. I didn't have it in the old Traverse for the 22 Traverse. I got to see if I have it.
I have it in mine. It's perfect.
What are you doing now since your car's gone?
I had to rent a car.
I was going to say, you can't bike your way up here like Pee Wee Herman like you were before, not in this weather.
I know. And now when I get back Monday, I got a problem because I don't have my car again. I'll figure it out. But I figure stuff out, Lance. I figure stuff out.
Mm.
Steve is here. Hey, Steve, let's talk about the Rockets. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's up? Lance, you're up. Need you to get a sheet of paper and a pencil. Let me know you got it.
Okay.
Okay. Get a sheet of paper and a pencil.
Okay, got it.
Go ahead.
Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, he's
ready.
Go ahead.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Sorry, Dale. It's streameast.co.
Oh,
any fight, anything you want.
Streameast.co. I'll just put it in my notes. Thank you.
Streameast.co. Is that yours?
We're done with this conversation.
Okay, that's all.
It never happened. Thank you.
I don't know why you're including me in this. Is that how you steal it? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Hey, it's like Fight Club. Be quiet.
I mean, we know we got a snitch amongst us. You were worried about Alan. You know who the snitch is John. If anyone comes calling, it'll be John telling the world about things.
I don't know nothing. I don't know what you're talking about.
You would snitch is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm not snitching. I'm not snitching on anybody. I'm not a snitch.
You just
Italian.
Said.
You just I'm Italian.
Me into you just threw him in, Johnny the Bull Gravano. You just literally flipped on him.
Yeah, for no reason. You weren't even.
Is that where you steal stuff from? Hey.
You're not even under any pressure and you did it. Yeah. Just think if he's under some
ESPN
pressure.
ESPN Nationals listening to us.
No one. Yeah, no, they're not.
Game Day is listening to us.
How,
get NFL,
you know how easy that was? Just bring John in and offer him a couple tacos from Jack in the Box, and he's flipping.
He flips. Where'd you steal it? You know you did, Dale. Tell him.
Well,
tell
if the somebody brings me a pizza, minute. You're done. If the government brings me a pizza, you're done.
Not even, it doesn't even matter the quality of pizza, just a pizza.
All right, 713-780-3776, the number. Steve, thank you for that information. And there you go, Coach Reese. That's all you needed.
I'm watching every sack, and I mean, the Chargers are just outmatched. I mean, it's the Texans are just beating them.
Yeah,
it's not even schematically; they're just whipping them at the point of attack with quick wins. My gosh, the Chargers and Charger fans will tell you before the game they knew they had to get better inside. But man, was it bad! This is not good enough to. It's not good enough to beat the Texans.
Holy crap! I'm watching Adrian Peterson Jr. And have you seen this kid play? He's like dad. He's like his dad. And somebody says all those butt whoopings turned Adrian Peterson Jr. into a machine. What I mean, he is well. Watch as a little kid, he's running over people, just dominating the games. Boom! Get out my way.
Oh, my God.
He is.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Let's Adrian see. Peterson Jr.'s kid.
I found out. I told you about her, this girl named Dakota Dechova, and I'm like, oh, my God. She is blasting people. She's really good looking. And she is just, when you see her in just other stuff, and I'm like, oh, my God, she is a killer. Oh, no big deal. Her mom was a champion kickboxer, and she held two belts or three belts. Oh, let's see. Ken Griffey Sr. Oh, imagine that. His kid is Ken Griffey Jr. Oh, LeBron. Oh, Bronny. You know, the best come from great athletes come from the best, like Ken Griffey Jr., Bronny. Who else do we have? Adrian Peterson Jr. is what I'll call him.
Mm-hmm.
Or Kevin Peterson, whatever his name is. Who's the best? Who's the greatest son of athlete? Well, I'm missing somebody because we have somebody really, really good. Is it Ken Griffey Jr.?
The greatest son of an athlete.
Byron Stingley was the uncle of Derek Stingley, right?
It's his Daryl Stingley.
Daryl Stingley. I mean,
Daryl Stingley is his grandfather, as I understand it.
The one who got paralyzed?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I thought it was his uncle, too. But the other day that we talked about it, and they said, no, he's a grandfather.
Paralyzed?
Yeah. Daryl Stingley. I think I thought it was his uncle, too.
No, I don't think it is.
I think you're right.
I mean.
The greatest kid of an athlete. It's got to. Is it Griffey? Dell? Can you think of any?
I mean, I feel like we're missing somebody. There's no one in golf. In baseball, it's Griffey. There's no pitchers. Lance McCullers Jr.
Patrick Mahomes. His dad pitched.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
Well, his dad played in pros.
It's a crossover sport.
Yeah, that's
like if he plays,
what's the standard? What's the parameters?
The parameters are in the same sport where the son is not only better than the dad, he's an absolute superstar.
Oh, Steph. You mentioned Steph?
Oh, Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Steph Curry, that's a good one. Steph is Dell Curry. NBA
and Steph.
Longtime NBA player.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Michael Thompson and Clay Thompson. Clay.
But Steph is
more
the best.
Success, yeah.
Steph but is
Steph,
the best.
Yeah.
Steph, a bigger star in his sport than
Justice
Griffey.
Winslow.
Who?
Well,
Justice Winslow.
Well, Kellen Winslow Jr.
He wasn't better than his dad, though.
Well, Kellen Winslow and Kellen Winslow Jr. pretty even match until the
Vaseline.
Vaseline hits the spot.
Is he alive?
Yeah.
Junior?
Isn't he in Didn't he get convicted? Or
yeah,
I did.
Convicted,
but did
yeah.
he just did he die at all? He seems like one that I'm like, is he not? Is he still with us?
I don't know. Is he in prison?
We got people calling. You might want to get this because somebody's going to give us an easy answer.
Steph was the easy answer.
Steph is probably
Steph
Curry.
Is bigger than Griffey.
Yes, only because because Steph is going to go down as the greatest shooter in the history of basketball. Yes. And Ken Griffey Jr. was a phenomenal five-tool player. Wasn't as good with the Reds, which was unfortunate for him, but then picked it up again after that. But, really, really good player. I don't know that anyone can get better than Steph Curry.
No.
I don't think the answer can be any. Do we
and
have
a caller with Cal Ripken Jr.?
Oh, yeah. Senior, yeah.
And then Kobe Bryant?
Oh.
That's Todd.
That's a great one. That's
Todd
a great
has
one.
Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe. That's a really good one. Joe Bryant and Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, but Joe wasn't a star.
No, but the whole thing is not. Yeah, you don't have to be a star. You learn how to play.
Right. Well, Steph is still the tops. I think Steph is past Kobe. No,
that's a debate. It's a real debate.
Kobe's got. I mean, I think
you
so.
Don't
but
like Kobe as
Kobe.
I'm
going to
take. He had five titles.
Yeah,
and you're not going to take light skinned guy, Dell.
And how many?
We already know how this
four?
Goes. You guys' bias is so strong
yeah.
in this. I'm the deciding factor. Steph Curry. But I don't. I kind of feel like I don't want to say it. I just feel like Kobe is more beloved now than he was before. Yep. I think Kobe gets. I think a lot of people who had issues with Kobe or a lot of the Kobe stuff kind of went away.
There has
wasn't
been
easy to
a
deal with
since the tragic passing.
There
yes.
has
certainly.
There really has. Jeffrey Jordan or whatever Jordan's kids. What about Scottie Pippen Jr.?
He's a nice, scrappy player, but he's not better than his dad.
And his dad, this long-limbed, gazelle running around the court, and then his son looks like somebody I'd play against at the Y who's like, man,
yeah,
this dude, you do not want him guarding you. He is a really scrappy guy.
Annoying is what he is, yeah. Did we, Peyton, did we mention Peyton? Peyton against Archie?
Huh? There's the best football.
Oh, Peyton Manning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the best football.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning over Archie. Yeah, that's it. That's it. So Peyton Manning is the best in football. Steph Curry, the best
or
in basketball.
Kobe.
Steph or Kobe in basketball. And in baseball?
Griffey.
It's Griffey? Probably so.
Yeah.
Well, what about Vlad Jr.?
He's not
Vlad
better
than really good. Griffey. No, he's not better than Vlad Sr.
No, he's
think.
Not.
Not yet.
No.
What about Connor Biggio or one of the Biggios, Kevin or whatever?
Yeah. Kevin? Kobe Clemens?
Kobe Clemens? Yeah. Not better than dad.
Nope.
Nope,
and Roger didn't have a dad who played pro ball, or Roger Clemens would be up there.
Roger would be up there. 828 ESPN 97.
Reed Ryan?
Okay. I'm looking at, how they announce, they put each guy's face and he announces what school he's at? This is from... This is the Patriots offense. I don't know what year this is. Tom Brady, okay. Danny Woodhead, all right. Wes Welker, Danny Amendola, Julian Edelman.
Wait, there's no
Rob Gronkowski, Nate Solder.
Wait, this is
Logan
really happening.
Mankins, yes. Ryan Wendell, Dan Connolly, Sebastian Vollmer. What do they
God.
In common? That's the starting
offense. First of all, how did they have...
How many was that?
Three wide receivers.
No, how did they have three receivers that are 5'3 or smaller? Edelman, Welker, and Amendola, they're the same guy. How were they all on the field together?
This is the starting lineup.
Was it all
team.
11?
All 11.
Yeah, this is... It's astonishing to watch. And it's an actual video. Like, it's not cut up and edited.
No.
It's a video that's playing.
It's...
See, NBC's wrong for that, because you know what they did, or whoever was, it would have been NBC, they're wrong for that, because they intentionally put Amendola, I don't remember any time he started, they just wanted to get a bunch of white guys in there. They probably left Dobson out of there.
When Woodhead was their starting running back?
Woodhead was
no.
Their, yeah.
It has to be, someone had to have been hurt.
Was a bunch
of
injuries.
Was he starting running back?
No.
Oh.
Corey Dillon was.
Yeah.
Woodhead was their third down back.
Yeah. When did he ever... come into the year as a starter.
But it doesn't matter, Del. That was a special moment in football
I'm
history.
Sure it was, yeah.
A real throwback
to
the
50s. We go back to the 20s.
You don't have to go that far.
No, you don't really have to go
back to like the 50s.
60s?
Yeah, maybe even 60s, yeah.
that Jim Brown was an
early
on that team.
60s, maybe.
Of course, the Browns won every title when other teams were all white.
Oh, you mean you have a superior athlete, the yeah. one, and they win
one
everything?
Guy struck. It was like watching that one powerhouse playing youth football.
Yep.
The one where they knocks everyone, like Vita Vea whenever he was a running back, or Haloti Ngata in youth football, and they're like trucking everybody. That's what Jim Brown looked like.
We're going to take a
quick... And here he goes, cut loose again, Jim Brown. He storms through everyone, cuts through like a hot knife through butter. Completely wrecking everyone. Oh, he's headed for a white woman.
Wow. Like, whoa, easy, easy.
Wow.
Get him out of here, police.
One more.
Police. He's into a movie set.
Do you remember what the... So I wasn't alive.
No, that was a big
deal. I wasn't
alive,
but I read about
Raquel Welch.
Him being with a white lady on state in a movie.
In a movie.
Was
Raquel
like
Welch.
A massive...
It was huge.
Massive story.
It was huge.
We got one more. Barry Bonds.
Oh.
Okay. Well,
that's the greatest.
We missed that one.
That's the winner.
Well, we missed that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoever called in, thank
yeah,
you.
That yeah.
That's probably somebody from
Doesn't
Twitch.
Count. It's
been, I'm not checking
well, now
Twitch.
Well, in the all steroids, that's
he was yeah, pretty good before
yeah,
then, too.
Yeah, counts. Barry's.
He pretty. And Ken Griffey Jr. were probably equal.
For a while.
Before steroids.
The steroids, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And what about Gary Sosa, Sammy's dad?
The white guy?
Which one's the white guy?
Because Sammy turned white after a while.
I know. Maybe his dad was white.
Maybe.
He turned into Dell, liked him less and less as he got light skinned.
And light skinned
like,
at him.
It wasn't
guy.
Really light skinned. It was more Pepto skinned.
Oh, no. He was like chalky.
Yeah. It was Michael
very
Jackson.
Strange.
It wasn't my alleged light skinned bias. It was like, ugh.
Alleged.
Yeah,
it's an admitted
it's
bias.
Not, it's not an admitted bias because
you've said that's
bias,
light skin activity
bias
before.
Would suggest, bias would suggest it's unfounded.
And in other news, HR&P is ready for you to give them a call. All you need to do is call 281-880-6525. That's all you need to do. Give them a call and let them change your business. Listen, it's the new year. It's time for you to wake up and look at your business and see how you're doing business. And if you're with an admin company and you're like, wow, this is really costing a lot. And I'm telling you, you don't have the personal relationship that we do. And you're like, well, I don't care about personal. You know what? I don't care about personal relationship either. What I care about, today's payday. Guess what's going to is happening here? Everybody's getting their check perfectly. Laura just went through and got them information about our commissions, about our different hours and everything else. And that's all she had to do. That's it. And HR&P took care of the rest. It doesn't matter if you have people on commission or salary or hourly or whatever it is. HR&P figures it out, and they do it flawlessly with proprietary technology that the other guys don't have. The other guys are trying to get it from Mike Holley, and Mike Holley's like, no, I ain't giving that up because I'm taking care of my peeps. Look, it's a really great time for you to look at your business and find out what you're doing wrong and how HR&P can help you and save you money. The bottom line is the bottom line. Let HR&P help you with your bottom line. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yeah, we should have been looking at Twitter. They all knew Barry Bonds, the Mannings. Oh, Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, he's better than his dad. That's a really good one. Yeah, we should have been looking at...
We should have been looking
at our phones.
Yeah.
Tony texted
Floyd
me.
Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Sr. Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Boxing.
Magic Johnson's son?
No. Who did that?
I don't know.
Who said that? Is that Lamont?
Magic Johnson's son doesn't play basketball.
No, he does not play basketball.
No, he doesn't play basketball. Okay. That doesn't
Wait,
count.
Do you know Magic Johnson's son?
Do
you know why that's...
Yeah. John, of course.
Yeah, he knows. Okay, I was just making sure. You better be careful. You live in Los Angeles now.
Is it Snacks the greatest son of an athlete?
No, he did. He is in jiu-jitsu. He got beat by the same kid that always beats him that's trained for like 6 years. He's like, I did block his takedown. I took him down once. I'm like, you just keep going, son.
Yeah.
And yesterday he said this proclamation. He goes, by the time I think I'm 21, I will be able to have beat everybody in this family in their prime. I said, what do you mean? He goes, in a fight. Alec, you, Mason. By the time I'm 21.
How old is Alec?
He's 20 now.
What about Drake?
Alec's prime is it for how many
years? I said.
Yeah.
Drake is a kickboxer. Drake teaches Muay Thai. I said, not Drake. He goes, yes, because he goes, well, not by 21, because I'll be in college, so I won't be able to train. So by the time I'm 25, when I have worked on my striking, I would be able to beat Drake, too. I'm like, you're not beating Drake. Drake is 200 pounds will kick you in the head.
Yeah,
you're
but
not gonna
what about Drake in his prime, not Drake now? Drake he's prime saying was, in his prime. He'll Drake, beat Drake in his prime, whatever that is.
He wouldn't have beat Drake in his prime.
Have you decided whether or not you're going to allow your kid to continue with the irrational confidence, or are you going to let the world strike him down?
What, no, because I found be? No. I found that I just let things happen.
Okay,
they're figuring. Both he and Mason are figuring out the basketball thing through nature, just nature versus nurture, natural selection. Mason's actually got talent, but has no confidence. So then he gets up against little 5'10", 240-pound kids from magnet schools, and they're like putting a butt on them to block him out. And he's like, let me get outside and shoot outside. Like, you're 6'3".
Porky, hog, fat ass, double wide, butterball.
You're 6'3", and you're letting these guys do... Like,
leverage. It's a leverage game. God, that kid's lower than him.
So what I found is that naturally they figured things out. Because every kid, John, we all wanted to play professional football or basketball or baseball growing up. Probably you did, Dell. John, you did. There's no way all of us wanted to be pro athletes growing up.
Yep.
Probably, would you say 70% is a, for people listening to the show right now, do you think 70% of the men listening to the show wanted to be pro athletes growing up? I think that's a very reasonable number. Maybe even low.
Yeah, it's probably low. Everybody wants to be a pro athlete when they grow up.
And you think you got a shot.
Yep, absolutely.
When did you know you had no shot?
Oh, probably when I was 6.
You knew that.
No.
I probably knew when I was
probably college.
I was junior in high school, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not sure this is going to happen.
Well, it honestly depends college. On what sport you're locking in on, because for me, I played soccer, and being 5'9 wasn't going to be a hindrance to me playing soccer. No, obviously, other things would have been. But, yeah, I knew early. Yeah, I'm 5'9. I'm not playing basketball. Well, football it's going to be would be tough, too. But soccer, because I played at a club level, I thought, you know what? Who knows? But at some point, reality hits. But I was like 15 when I realized – even college football was out of the question.
Yeah, but my best basketball, like when I got to Tulane and started playing pickup with some really talented guys there, it was great. I had so much fun playing pickup, and then when I moved back and played pickup at the YMCA and just like I had a great time doing that. But that was basketball. But yeah, you learn. My kids are learning. Sebastian's already figured out. Yeah, I may not play. I'm not going to play basketball next year. I'm just going to go straight jiu-jitsu. That's a smart move.
Finally getting some sense.
That's a smart move.
All right, Pena's here. Hey, Pena, what's up?
Yeah, what up, guys? Hey, I wanted to talk to you about troubled college football players. I'm a Longhorn fan, and I was kind of sad that we had cut Jonte Cook from the roster, and then he transferred to Washington. And then I saw a thing. I don't know if it's a rumor, if it's true or not, but he wasn't even there for 2 weeks, and now he's off that roster because he's supposedly like he's uncoachable. I don't know if y'all looked at that or not, but has there ever really been like a guy that just transferred to a school and two weeks he's already off the roster?
He was blasting Texas on the way out. Then he gets there, and he's been kicked off the team for multiple altercations and missed workouts since joining. I mean, he's the Deontay Johnson of college football players. I just don't understand these guys who are this talented. Like, they don't understand that this is your chance.
Yeah.
This is your shot to make it, to have life-altering, potentially life-altering money. Even if you play 3 years in the league, you're still going to have money you'll never make at any other point in your life. It's just amazing how many guys are short-sighted and don't get it.
But even in today's college football world, I don't know how much Washington paid to get Jonte Cook on the roster, but if you just find a way to stick it out, even if a pro career isn't in your future, how much money could you have gotten out
nowadays,
of Washington if you're productive this year and you hang around for another year? You could have made, what, $2.5, $3 million even as a star receiver?
Well, even if you're not a star, you could have made realistically $200,000. There's not as much. The numbers get overinflated for some of the receivers. But let's just say Jonte Cook, who left Texas. I don't know if he was dismissed from Texas or whatever. And Washington says, we'll give you $200,000, which is $150,000, $200,000. That's very, very realistic.
Yeah, and if you light it up, who knows what it would be the
next
year. Exactly.
But even, let's just say $200,000 after taxes, you bring home whatever. And after your guy gets his fee, which, by the way, they're taking 20% fees.
Some.
They're taking marketing fees, yeah.
So yeah.
Even after that,
which is going to end too.
Let's say it's $100,000 you end up bringing home. Let's say you bring home half of it. $100,000 for a 19 or 20 year old? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Look what you can pay off your mom's house. Put a down payment on a house for your mom. You can, not to mention, buy cars or whatever you could.
Well, that's,
but man, there's so much. I mean, there's so much you could do with that, and they like. You got athletes who are really talented just pissing it away. Yep, it's unbelievable,
yep,
isn't it?
Yep. Hey, I just got my Champion Energy bill. It is fantastic. It's been there's not nearly, you're not using the air conditioner, right, for a while now. So that certainly helps. But it's so low. It's so good. I'm telling you, if you're somebody who is not happy with your electricity bill, I don't care. It's crazy. I've been with Champion Energy now 17 years. I'm telling you, I'll never leave them. It's just the best. So if you're looking for a great way to get that electricity to your home or your business, and it's just been too much for you, check out Champion Energy and see what the rate is, and see, I'm telling you, they have less fees. It's just better because these electricity companies will fee you to death. champion.energy/1560. You got a problem with your electricity company? champion.energy/1560.
Kane is in the building there.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Josh Pate joining us top of the hour in 11 minutes, so this is a quick segment. We haven't even talked about the TGL. We haven't even talked about the TGL last night. Did you tell, you were tuned into it? You saw Tiger get his ass kicked.
I didn't see any of that.
Yeah, but you saw. You probably watched every shot.
Can you bet on it?
Yeah, I think you can. I don't know. Yeah, probably. I mean, it's a competition, and it's real. I mean, it's not like it's twice. Now they got a problem. Because last week in the debut it was a ass kicking, and last night it was an ass kicking, and there was I don't know that it's if one side's just got to play better. I mean, the Tiger side just played like crap last night. They hit. I mean, they couldn't get. They just, it was awful. They were bad. So they got their ass kicked, and I don't know if that's a problem. I'm interested. It's fun. It's different to watch, and. It's pretty cool. I'm a golf fan, though. Butch Harmon came out with a quote. I put it in the rundown. It's a little long, Dell, but Butch Harmon said, man, they just got to – listen, the NFL figured it out when it was the AFL and NFL. They figured it out. You merge. You merge. You just got to figure it out. The PGA Tour was so arrogant that they just said, no, you're not going to do anything. They wouldn't even take the Arabs calls about possibly
taking. Because they call, so you have to let them in. I mean,
no, you don't have to let them in. They just stole. They stole your players.
Well, you're still money washing some horrific. You know,
yeah.
The PIF.
Well, if
fund
you
is,
don't believe in it, yeah, you're right.
I mean, you can't just like, well, they want to do it. Let's just do it so they don't steal our players. I don't have a problem with PJ standing up for themselves.
Well, I don't know that they did. They didn't even take the call. They were just, you know.
Why should take a call from somebody that you
Well,
think
because
is...
Greg Norman was behind the scenes scheming to get, you know. Get
exactly.
It all. Yeah, right. So, I mean, you.
To me, if you're morally opposed to that, that's a very specific. It's one thing not to take a business call. I get that. Like, yeah. I get it. To me, it's different when it's a fund.
Shocked at how you won't, you wouldn't be shocked how many companies do business with them.
There's no question. Yes. Money rules. I don't want to hear about everyone's morals when there's so many schemy, greedy people who drop their moral. they're morally incensed at things that go on around them, and then morally bankrupt when it comes to them being able to make money.
Right.
No question.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't be surprised, because I was surprised years ago when I found out, like, China, forget about it. Everyone's in bed with China.
Everybody, yeah.
Everyone's. And the Saudis, once the money rolls in, forget about it. Dana White, USA, USA, USA. Man, he's in. He will go wherever the Chiefs
Let me ask you something, Lance.
Because it's big, big, big money.
Let me ask you something. Since, obviously, people change when things benefit them. If I told you.
Yes, I'm doing it.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't want to ever be tempted.
Let me set up the scenario. If I told you some group from a, let's say, less than upstanding place in the world wanted to sports wash their issues by buying the Astros and turning them into like a Premier League team where they spent all the money, you didn't lose any of your stars. Doesn't matter how much it costs, we're spending.
You Bregman, the Dodgers?
Bregman, you want 10 years, $300 million? We don't care. And you know, if it doesn't work out, we'll just buy another guy. If you had that type of owner, but you had to swallow the other things that they have in their past.
Murder.
Possibly. Human rights violations. But across the ocean,
much.
Not here.
We need baseball wins.
But all they're doing is paying guys. Doesn't matter.
You joke, but...
What? You want the fresh hot Japanese prospect? He's not really a prospect. He's a guy who's 25 years old and will be your lockdown
Surprisingly, the Astros aren't not talking to him.
Yeah, but what if you had?
They blocked his number already.
What if you had an owner who would keep you squarely in all of those discussions? Would you take it?
So you're saying you're anti Jim Crane if you answer that, John, positively for the terminal? No, not for the Astros. For Everton, yes. I will for my soccer team, because I don't care about them as much as I care about my Astros. I grew up with the Astros.
So you want a morally upstanding owner.
Soccer, you have to do that. But actually, no, because freaking, they're new owners here in Houston.
Yeah.
They're new owner, and I want to become friends with him so I can get into George's box.
Well, then you need to be friends with Bruce Davidson. You know, he built the golf course in South Carolina, Freakin's
golf course. Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah. Then I need to know Bruce Davidson.
So
because
to be clear,
you know Bruce, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Your
you
morals.
Know. He used to be with British Airways.
Stronger.
No, not that. No.
Bruce Reeser. That's Reeser.
Yeah, Bruce Davidson was the pro at River Oaks right after.
I probably met him, but
you,
I don't
you
know.
Might have. Yeah.
So morals above wins for you in this case?
In soccer.
No, morals.
Oh, no, yeah.
With the Astros.
I don't want that money in college football, they're trying to get into the SEC right now. Hard. I know a team that told me that they're like, they don't want, because number one, the people in the Southeast, that's not going to be okay with them to have that money in there. They fundamentally do not want
that money in there. That's a lot of America.
They don't want it in there. But, you know, you remember, some of you may or may not remember, a guy from Dion's staff went over and was in Saudi Arabia talking to the PIF. And then when they found out, Dion's like, I don't know anything about this. What's happening here? What? Who? No, that's not me. I would never. Oh, you mean a guy from your staff went to talk to the Saudi PIF fund without you knowing? Bull.
Yeah.
He was trying to bring all the money. So to that point, college football, you're right. I'm saying something, but college football teams, there are plenty of people. Dion would do it. There's a lot of other organizations.
I got a feeling.
Colleges that would do it, for sure.
After Ohio State lost to Michigan, not this past year, but in 2023, feel like if the PIF came calling to get them to go all in, Ohio State guys would
win. They already went all in.
I know, but if they couldn't, because for whatever reason they'd have the money, if PIF came calling, they'd be like,
last question.
Would Tillman ever sell University of Houston to the PIF?
No, he doesn't have to. No. Don't put Tillman on that.
Kelvin Sampson won his jet or not?
Well, the joke there is Tillman owns the University of Houston.
Right, he does. Talk about the goal. He also owns the Golden Nugget. Golden Nugget Lake Charles. And wants you to get on over there. 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. See, that's the key for me. Okay, how quick can you get there? Because, okay, you got everything that a Las Vegas casino has. Las Vegas is great, okay? It's awesome. It's the action, it's unbelievable. It's fantastic. But it's a good 8 hours to get there. By the time you leave your house and get into your hotel room, you're talking 8 hours. You're talking 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road here. Okay. You're literally 2 hours, 15 minutes, and you're at the casino in your room, ready to go. Beautiful rooms, great restaurants, concert venue, golf, pool, poker, all the games, the casinos. It's not any different than any Las Vegas casino. It's got everything. What do you want? What are you looking for? How about 2 hours and 15 minutes? Plus the DraftKings Sportsbook, which is awesome. 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 Looking for a great place to play. And you don't want to spend as much money because you save on the airline tickets. You're going to save. It just saves you all the way around. The Golden Nugget Lake Charles. GoldenNuggetLC.com. GoldenNuggetLC.com.